club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, welcome to Tuesday and the Billy Slater Judiciary Special, as we are coining it. MG, welcome back. Great to have you back.
Fantastic to be back, mate, after a little sick day yesterday, which I was under the weather, but what a day to come back. Billy Slater's judiciary hearing tonight.
We all just thought you were celebrating the Nathan Cleary new contract out in Penrith and you didn't want to leave the warm embrace of the mountains with that fantastic news. We will get your thoughts on all the news that happened yesterday while you're away, but tonight it is all about Billy Slater and his hearing at the NRL judiciary. Let's go straight to NRL headquarters, where this man, who's been to more NRL judiciary hearings than he probably cares to remember, Dean Bulldog Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph. You are live at NRL headquarters. What's the vibe for us? Set the scene.
Yeah, good evening, man. Well, certainly there is a massive media contingent here. Cameras, reporters, online, everywhere you look, there is a reporter. Quite clearly, this is the biggest judiciary case of the year. The mystery over the judiciary panel has been solved. It will be Sean Garlick, Mal Cochran II, and Bob Linder. They will be the three who will decide the fate of Billy Slater, whether he plays in the grand final on Sunday or is cruelly rubbed out of the big game.
I'd go as far as to say, Bulldog, that this is the biggest I can remember. We've had, I think, around 11 players miss a grand final through suspension. Obviously, Cameron Smith's back in 08, the most recent being Isaac Luke, but I can't remember one being so 50-50.
Well, the thing with those cases, MG, is that yes, they were big, but those players were playing on the following year.
Yeah, that's right.
With Billy Slater, it's different. This is it. If he's rubbed out tonight, he never plays rugby league again. You'd be inhuman, MG, and have no emotions at all if you didn't have a little part of you thinking, gee, I hope he gets off. The letter of the law, though, states he will struggle to get off, but I think we all agree, if there's any emotion left in rugby league and there's any goodwill, maybe, just maybe, those three men may decide to exonerate him.
Bulldog, we're going to be staying across this story all night. You've got to duck into the hearing because it's about to get underway. Very quickly before we let you go, do you anticipate this to be a long night?
Look, Latrell Mitchell was here 2 weeks ago, guys, and that went for about 2 hours. So I can't see this being any less. So it's going to be a fascinating night. It'll be controversial either way because whatever decision they come up with will be very, very heavily scrutinised.
And before we let you go, Bulldog, if Billy Slater is found guilty, do the Melbourne Storm have an avenue to appeal?
They can appeal. It would be highly unlikely, Liam. I think that from what I've been told, they would accept the umpire's decision. They will move on. Jerome Hughes will come in as the Melbourne Storm fullback, but it would be a bitterly disappointing way for such a legend of the game to finish his career. But look, rules are rules, and no matter who it is, I guess you just got to try to push that emotion to one side and judge the case on the evidence and its merits, not the player.
Dean Bulldog Ritchie live at NRL headquarters ahead of the Billy Slater judiciary hearing. Bulldog, thank you for your time. We'll touch base with you as the night wears on. MG, surely, if there's an opportunity for the Melbourne Storm, you empty the coffers, you raid the piggy bank, you tip everything in you can to appeal if he is found guilty tonight.
Well, I think they've done that with their representation tonight. I think they've acquired the top two QCs, both here and in Melbourne. And one of the QC representing tonight's got a good record as far as these type of things go. So, look, we'll have a little chat more about it in a minute, but I just get the feeling that he's going to get off.
The grand final teams are in. We'll run you through those just after 6:30. Another chance to join us for our Mad Tuesday rooftop party. But MG, next, you are going to tell us why you think Billy Slater should get off the charge tonight at the judiciary. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Still to come tonight, the NRL Grand Final teams are in, MG. And you are going to break them down for us because
one selection's got me going, what the?
Yeah, we'll get to that just after 6:30. You're also going to give us your power rankings tonight and name the five biggest players to ever miss a grand final through suspension.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested to know if Billy Slater's in your list.
He's not as yet.
Okay, he's on standby.
Because, as I say, as going to print, he was not yet decided upon.
All right, let's do this.
Trending now.
Holmes then draws them in, gives it here to Lotelli, out to Fecky, goes for the line, he's shouldered into touch by Slater. It's a penalty. It's a penalty, but it saved a try. So Billy, he gave that one away on purpose, and it certainly would have been a four-pointer because Fecky always scores from there.
It was a body check, wasn't it? He probably could have got his left arm around there, Billy. They won't put that on report. You wouldn't think.
That I consciously went in to do. It was just a collision in the end. I was at top speed, and I actually thought the winger was going to step back inside me, and last minute it was just a collision with two guys going at top speed. So it was just one of those things. I didn't go into it thinking that I was going to put a shoulder charge on, so I don't think there was a whole heap in it.
That was the moment, MG, and the man himself, Billy Slater, after the game last Friday night. Just quickly, people who think he's probably going to get banned: Ben Eichen, Brad Fittler, Mick Ennis, Brian Fletcher. People who think he should be playing and will be freed: Gus Gould, Justin Hodges. Which list do you add your name to, Mark Guy?
Add me to that second list. I've been around rugby league for 45 years. I started playing when I was 5. I turned 50 before Christmas. And when it comes to rugby league, you know. And I think you know when you see something bad that happens on the rugby league field, i.e. a shoulder charge, somebody, you know, king hitting somebody else, somebody lifting a player in a tackle, perpetrating a spear tackle. When I watched the game between the Sharks and the Storm, I thought that A, it was a desperate tackle, and there's two words mentioned then in that little chat between, I think Dan mentioned one, I think Gerds mentioned one: top speed and body check. I believe it was a body check every day of the week. A shoulder charge for mine is when you plant your feet, you have your shoulder cocked, and you portray the action as to put your shoulder into the opponent's, you know, chest, shoulder, head, whatever it is. And I think that at no stage was Billy Slater's body static, so that didn't give him a chance to really correct himself as far as getting his arm down. I think there's benefit of doubt to say that his right arm touched Fecky before the shoulder touched him, hence exonerating him, I think, tonight. I suppose injuries should come into this type of thing, but they don't. And Fecky got straight up and bounced back up. He wasn't injured in any way, shape or form. Slater's shoulder never went anywhere near Fecky's head. And for mine, coaches praise their players for being that committed in a tackle. Of course, there's a lot of emotion around. Of course, it's Billy. I say take all that out, and I still exonerate him, even if it's someone else that's... You know, I saw one this year. I saw Wacker Blake for Penrith, my Panthers, do a worse one than that, than Slater did on Fusatua for the Warriors. Didn't even get a penalty.
Do you think they handled it correctly on field?
Well, if they penalise Billy Slater, you've probably got to give him 10 in the bin for a professional foul. And then we probably wouldn't be talking about this at the moment. You know, I think probably sin bin sufficient. But the fact that he penalised him for a dangerous tackle on the field means that he obviously thought it should have gone on the report straight away. But look, this is going to be the biggest judiciary hearing in the history of judiciaries. I don't think this will go any shorter than a couple of hours. It's going to go on and on. And I reckon Billy Slater, if you said to him, would you rather lose the grand final on Sunday than be ruled out tonight, he'd say, I'd rather have a chance to play it and lose.
You reckon he'd say,
oh, of course.
I'll take a losing grand final rather than...
You don't want your fate resting in the hands of three men who don't know exactly what you're doing on that occasion. You know, these three blokes, Sean Garlick, Mal Cochran, Bob Lidner, had a lot to do with all three men, all three very honest men who will give him every benefit. When it comes down to rules and regulations, if they want to abide by it, well, I think we've got to go by their hearing.
Billy currently giving evidence at the NRL judiciary. We'll keep you across that all throughout the show tonight. Spencer and DY's called through. Spencer, do you think Billy's going to get off tonight?
Oh, mate, I hope so. I just think the shoulder charge, if it comes off, it comes off. But if it doesn't, let him pay the consequences. He got hit by Soliola not long ago, and he got knocked out. Soliola paid the consequences. But if that tackle comes off, he's a hero.
Yeah, I think Spencer's onto something there. I think also the gradings. Look, on the weekend I saw something probably even worse than what Billy Slater did was Nathan, not friend, give me friend's first name.
Jake.
Jake's friend lifting tackle, which I just can't stand. I just can't stand it in the modern day when we lift people above the horizontal. After what happened to Alex McKinnon, I just can't stand it. I can't stand seeing that tackle. It gives me goosebumps. So surely that's... When you say grade one, which Jake Friend got, that's... So you're saying that grade one, what Billy Slater did, is worth 200 points, but what Jake Friend did is only 100 points, so he pleads guilty, he can play. I say change the gradings. I say if there's a shoulder charge that is like Billy Slater's or presumably like Billy Slater, a body check, that's worth 100 points. If you start going to deeper water, you get blokes cocking their elbow and driving with their back leg to perpetrate a shoulder charge, 250, 500 points, or depending on the gradings. But make the gradings different. Don't make this should not be 200 points base points. It shouldn't be 200 base points for what Billy Slater did in that game.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Lots of people calling through, 133353. We'd love to get your thoughts on the NRL judiciary hearing for Billy Slater and whether he will take part in the grand final. MG, tonight Billy Slater is the defendant.
Yes.
And you have more experience than most of being the defendant.
I had my own parking spot there at one stage.
So I want to go into your head to get an understanding of right now Billy Slater, what he's thinking, what he's feeling, and what he's going to be feeling if he's found guilty. Up next, Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It is the Billy Slater NRL Judiciary Hearing Special here. A big week coming up, though, MG. Obviously, it's grand final week. Tomorrow night, the Dally M's. We are going to have... we're sending Digital Tony down there to be live on the red carpet for us. Hopefully, throw us a couple of players as they waltz down the red carpet.
Gee, he's good to us, isn't he?
He's fantastic, digital producer, Tony.
Where's Tony?
Where's Tony? And then on Thursday, is there an NRL Grand Final Family Fun Day, which I'm going to be heading out to in advance and chatting with some of the players in the Women's Grand Final as well.
Gee, you're a roving reporter, you are.
I'm good to you as well.
You could get a job at 60 Minutes.
I don't think so.
Liam Flanagan, 60 Minutes.
I don't think I could, actually.
You could? I reckon you'd be a beauty.
We are, of course, talking about the Billy Slater hearing, which is currently going on live at NRL headquarters. Peter in Campbelltown has called through. Peter, do you think Billy's going to get off?
Look, if he gets off, I mean, I hope he does. But if he does, MG, is he going to set a precedent? Is he now going to set it up that other fullbacks will go, I was going at full speed, that's why I knocked that player out?
Pete, that's, you know, look, it's as far as a precedent goes, I don't know, mate. I honestly, it's you see so much uncertainty throughout decisions this year. As I said, I saw one that was twice as worse from Waka Blake on Fusatua earlier in the year, and he didn't even get penalised for it. So, look, I think every case should be judged on its own merit, and as I watched this one unfold, and as it unfolded on Friday night, I didn't think he was going to be in trouble. As a rugby league connoisseur, I watch things and I go, "Ooh, that wasn't good." And I actually see spear tackles that are worse, and that's the ones I shudder at.
Yeah, the difficult thing with any court of law, I guess, is that once a decision is handed down, it does become a precedent. There is an opportunity, you would think, for the NRL MG to put the nail in the coffin of the shoulder charge forever if Billy Slater gets suspended here.
It's a contact sport. We're going to see accidents. We're going to see accidents for as long as the rugby league's playing. As Billy Slater said, I don't think he meant to shoulder charge him. Who can prove that he meant to shoulder charge him? If I'm standing there waiting for a front row to come at me, and I know what I'm going to do to him, that's a shoulder charge when I try and hit him with my shoulder in his shoulder and make a full-on collision when I've got time to do it.
Billy Slater is currently role-playing the tackle in front of the judiciary, so...
I want my role played on you in a minute.
Well, no, you role played it on me the other night, and I'm still recovering. We got Danny in Mount Cola. Danny, do you think Billy Slater's going to get off?
Oh, look, I hope so. I mean, I just listened to that previous caller talking about knocking people out. I mean, the end of the day, you know, what are they going to do? There's already a rule that says you can't make contact with the head.
Yep.
That's what they're trying to do to protect players. what are they going to do next? Ban the swinging arm. Yep. You know, just in case you make contact with the head. I mean, this rule was brought in to stop the sorts of hits we saw from Greg Inglis on Dean Young, which was pretty sickening.
Correct.
Not to stop what we saw the other night. That's football, you know. So let's just settle down for a minute. There's a lot of gamesmanship in people ringing up saying he should be rubbed out because they either want to see Melbourne win or lose. It's become real BS. I agree with you, MJ. It's a contact sport. There's already a rule in place that says you cannot make contact with the head or you'd be rubbed out.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
I tell you how to stop all this altogether. If you want to change the whole perception of rugby league, which we kind of always want to do when there's something, we all jump up and down the PC squad, let's start rewarding people who tackle around the legs as a dominant tackle. You know, when someone, if I'm tackling someone and I tackle him around the legs, around the knees, well, give me the chance to get up from tackling him and get to marker. Make that a dominant tackle. We're never going to. So we're always going to have 3 and 4 in a tackle, more chance of a spear tackle, more chance of a shoulder charge. So you can't have your cake and eat it. It's going to be a collision sport every day of the week. That's what we pay money to get in the gates.
The carrot versus the stick.
We want to see players collide. Billy Slater collided with Fecky. He didn't mean to hurt him.
Or Fecky didn't get hurt.
He tried to save a try. Come on, man.
Lots of calls still going coming through, 133353. As we said, Billy Slater currently reenacting the moment. Part of his defence now, MG, is based on the fact that Fecky's late change of direction at looking to come back infield is why he got there earlier and why Billy Slater had to adjust his body. Very quickly, MG,
yes,
wanted
mate.
To get some first-hand experience of you in the defendant's box or at the defendant's table.
Oh, well, look, I remember I had a couple of bad ones. One was after the Origin in 91 when basically I thought that I got a green light, then I only got told that I got 6 weeks suspension. But I had a couple over in Perth that one was via video hookup, and I remember we played Penrith and I had a swinging arm on Big Tower, Phil Adamson, and I pleaded not guilty. So I went, you know, sat in the room over there in Perth, and the judiciary was back here in Sydney, and as I was given the guilty verdict, I got up and stuck my fingers up at the screen, which was black. At that stage, it was blacked out, and I thought that all gone. And from the black of the screen, I heard, "Oh, Mr. Guy, come back, please." And it was Council Sullivan saying, "Mate, we saw you then. There's another 2 weeks. See you later." Yeah, 6 weeks.
Did they seriously add on the two weeks?
So I gave him the bird, yeah, and added a bit of choice language as well.
Well, there's a bit of advice for Billy Slater. If you found guilt, actually, it doesn't matter for Billy.
No,
his career's done. He might as well say exactly what he thinks.
Mate, if he get found guilty, I'd do karate in that. I'd do kung fu. I'll do something.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. We will keep you across the latest from the NRL judiciary.
Yeah,
as Billy Slater fights the shoulder charge. But up next, MG, we are going to run through the NRL Grand Final teams because they have been released.
And you wouldn't believe who the Roosters have named at halfback.
Oh, dear.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
And still coming up tonight, your chance to join us at our Mad Tuesday rooftop party next Tuesday here at the Triple M Studios, MG. Obviously, Monday being the public holiday, we are going to have a ripper of a night on Tuesday night. We'll do the show live from the rooftop. Andrew Stockdale from Wolfmother's going to be here performing for us.
Bit of fancy dress, a few hors d'oeuvres, a couple of drinkies.
A few frothy thanks to our mates at Wingman.
Oh, wow.
Wingman Premium Lager, the no BS beer that's always got your back.
That's a great drop.
The Billy Slater judiciary hearing still ongoing and people still calling through. Samantha in Penrith, do you think Billy will get off the charge?
I don't think he will, and in all honesty, I'm a Melbourne supporter and I hope he doesn't.
Tell me more, Sam. Tell me your thinking.
Well, I have looked at this in all different angles and all different positions, and just by his body language, you can see he's leaned in more for the shoulder. Like, his arms aren't actually trying to come in for the tackle. He's leaned in with the shoulder. Even his elbow is stuck under the Sharks player's armpit.
It's almost like the irresistible force against the immovable object. It's honestly, it's 50-50 down the middle. There's some that think he will and some that think he won't, and that's what everyone's got, their own opinion. And I take it on board.
We've just patched Samantha through to the NRL judiciary. That was a very well-reasoned argument.
Yes, very well.
Chris in the Blue Mountains. Chris, do you think Billy Slater's going to get off?
Look, I hope so, guys, and love the show. But as I said, I'm not a Queensland supporter. I'm not a Melbourne supporter. But I don't call that a shoulder charge. There was no head contact. There was no malice. Zeki got up just as quick as, well, quicker than Billy. I think it was a cracking tackle. I think it was really good. And as MG said, I think if they were going to call it a penalty, it should have been professional foul.
Yep, yep. Chris, so Chris, he's got that mountain air. He's smelling. He's got sense about him. We should invite Chris to our rooftop.
Chris, Samantha, thank you for your calls. This is the Rush Hour with MG Sydney 24.9 Triple.
Oh, you brushed over there, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. I'm not allowed to ask people.
We can't have everybody turning up dressed just like Nathan Cleary, just still celebrating. Up next, the NRL Grand Final teams are in. MG, can't believe who the Roosters have named at half.
It's a G up.
Just say the name. Who is it?
Orbo.
Mitch Orbison.
Mitch Orbison, number 7.
Do you reckon he's going to run out in the number 7?
Bullshit.
Well, tell us, what do you think they'll run out like?
Well, not Mitch Orbison.
Okay. Up next, MG will tell you how he thinks the Roosters and the Storm will run out for Sunday's grand final.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We do the Rush Hour thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. Now, MG, you're going to be out there this Sunday as part of Triple M NRL's call team for the big game, but have a listen to what Chemist Warehouse is doing at the NRL Grand Final this Sunday. Two of the biggest activations in the history of NRL Grand Final Day. They are at ANZ Stadium this Sunday. Chemist Warehouse will have a seat cushion filled with product on every single seat. 83,500 seats at ANZ Stadium will have a Chemist Warehouse little pack set out there for every person. So there's tick.
That's fantastic.
And then, secondly, one lucky Chemist Warehouse customer, if you're doing your shopping at Chemist Warehouse, you should be paying attention, will be given the opportunity to kick for their chance for $1 million at the halftime break.
Wow.
That is one of my favourite parts of sporting activities.
Oh, yeah.
Is seeing if the person, whoever it is, because if it goes well, it's brilliant. And if it goes terribly,
it's also brilliant.
It's still brilliant. I still remember I was at Penrith Park when that poor person got hit by the Zorb Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't end so well. But
we had one a few years ago on the grill team where we had a bloke kick from the quarter line for $50,000.
I do remember that, $1 million kick.
You got an inch off the ground.
We thank Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings, for their support. And that will be a fantastic day out at ANZ Stadium on Sunday with everything they're putting together. Now, MG, the grand final teams are in. And let's start with the Roosters. Cooper Cronk's been named in number 23 jersey on the extended bench. But it's who's been named at number 7 that's got you worked up.
Oh, it's not worked up. It's got me got a little giggle over it, that's all.
Mitchell Orbison is named in the halves alongside Luke Keary. Do you think that's how they'll run out?
Oh, I think Trent Robinson's got a great sense of humour. Obviously, he's a practical joker. He's a trickster. I can't see Mitchell Orbison playing halfback at all. It's kind of like, Orbo, you're nearing the end of your career, mate. You've played in every other jersey except for number 7. Here you go. Grand final week, we'll give you number 7.
So,
If we're in all seriousness, I think if Cooper Cronk doesn't play, and I'm giving, I don't know much about rotator cuffs, but I'm going to give him a 50-50 chance of playing. Because the way he treats his injuries, he'll be working on it 24 hours a day, up until the night before or the morning of the grand final. So, I would imagine, if they don't go for Young O'Sullivan at halfback, then they'll go with Luke Keary at the 7, and they'll probably put Madison at number 6.
Well, Madison is named on the interchange bench. Sean O'Sullivan also named on the reserves with Cooper Cronk. Paul Momorowski, who played in the centres last week against the Rabbitohs, has moved back to the bench. Obviously, Latrell Mitchell straight back into the centres. And Dylan Napa, who's also named on the bench, MG.
Yeah, I think he'll start. Oh, I think they'll unwind him and say, let the big boy go. And away he'll go, because he'll have so much built-up angst over the last few weeks watching his team struggle without him that he'll be out to atone, and I think he will.
And for the Melbourne Storm, obviously, Billy Slater has been named at fullback, the judiciary hearing pending. Ryan Hoffman is on the extended 21-man squad reserve. But you would think if Slater doesn't get up, Jerome Hughes, who's in the 19, is likely to come in at fullback.
Yeah. So, look, if you asked me which team would probably be worse off without either Slater or Cronk, I think Melbourne will be worse off without Slater than the Roosters are without Cronk. I think they can manage somehow the Roosters. I'm actually thinking the Roosters will win this game at the moment. It's Tuesday, so that might change towards the end of the week. But as we stand, if Cooper Cronk does play and Billy Slater does play, I'm leaning towards Roosters anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what, once we know the result of this judiciary hearing tonight, on tomorrow's show, why don't you pick apart the key matchups for this? Tell us the matchups that will define Sunday's grand final.
Just want to give a big cheerio to these, not cheerio, a pat in the back to these two teams, Liam. Since 1999, 20 grand finals, these two teams have featured in 15 of them. One in years where they obviously haven't won every time, but talk about the two most dominant teams in the last two decades. We're going to watch them in their first time in a grand final on Sunday. It's going to be a belter.
And if anybody needs a reason to get on board one of the teams, make sure you head over to our Instagram account, at Rush Hour Triple M, because yesterday, MG, in your absence, Brian Fletcher tried to convince people, the neutrals, to get on board the Sydney Roosters.
No thanks, Fletcher.
It's through Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Hey, if you want to join us at our Mad Tuesday party, up on the rooftop next Tuesday, October 2nd, 133353, give us a call now.
Stuck in traffic and stuck on Triple M.
Let's not kid ourselves.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And MG, as we enter the 41st minute of the Billy Slater judiciary hearing at NRL headquarters, the latest we're hearing from our digital producer, Tony, that we've sent down there, is that Billy Slater is being grilled.
Cross-examined,
thank you. You've been in these.
I've been in a courtroom, mate, plenty of times. Yeah. Your Honour.
By NRL counsel Anthony Lasuda, who...
Sustained
objection. Who's grilling him quite significantly on the suggestion that Billy tried to wrap his arms and the suggestion that Fecky changed direction. And the vibe that Digital Tony is giving us is that Billy's not going to get off.
Ooh.
That's the feeling from within the NRL headquarters right now.
Wow. I'd like to see if he changes his minds once once Billy's people take the stand.
In the meantime, let's do this.
Wingman Premium Lager, the no BS beer that's always got your back.
The Triple M Rush Hour's Mad Tuesday.
Oh, MG, this is going to be an absolute ripper. Sunday, obviously, the big day, the grand final, full coverage on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M from midday. You're going to be part of the call team.
Yeah.
And then you get a day to recover.
We do.
Because Tuesday...
Then we go back. Monday's off, isn't it? Yeah, Monday's off. And Tuesday, we've got our little party going on.
Yeah, it's not little, though. It's getting big,
isn't it?
Andrew Stockdale from Wolf Mother's going to be there. Wingman Premium Lager supplying us the beer.
Oh, wow.
Eric in the ponds. Eric, yes. Congratulations. You and a mate are going to be joining us at the Rush Hour with MG's Mad Tuesday party next Tuesday.
Awesome. Very good. Thanks, Triple M. Thanks, MG. Thanks, Liam.
Echo the wrecker. Wait there, mate. I just want to ask you a question, if I can.
Yes.
What can you and your mate bring to our Mad Tuesday to make it a better evening?
Dress up, some sort of costume.
Yeah, good. I like where you're heading. Surprise me. Don't tell me what it is. I want when I see you next Tuesday, I want to say, there's Eka.
There's it.
Congratulations, Eric. You and a mate are going to be coming along. It's going to be a great party. We're still hearing that NRL counsel Anthony Lasuda is cross... what's the term, MG?
Cross-examining.
Billy Slater, thank you very much. That's going to be ongoing. It looks like this one is going to go beyond our stint, MG, past 7 o'clock. As soon as the verdict is in, though, keep it on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We will have the update for you, MG.
I'm going to hang around. We should hang around.
Absolutely.
At least to tell our listeners exactly what goes down. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Wingman Premium Lager. I'm going to have one of these after the show finishes.
Yeah, it's
me the
too.
No BS beer that's always got your back. But up next, MG, you are going to give us your power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your power rankings for this evening?
Unfortunately, it's those players who have missed the big one. The 5-1 of players who have missed the grand final.
All right, up next, the Rush Hour with MG. MG's power rankings, the 5 most significant players to miss an NRL grand final. Billy would be number 13 to have been rubbed out of grand final, MG.
Well, I thought 12. There you go.
He'd be number 13.
Okay, yeah, I thought he'd be 12. I thought it was 11, but you must have been doing your homework better than me.
Maybe I've got it wrong.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are still keeping you across all the updates from NRL headquarters, where Billy Slater is still in front of the judiciary pleading his case to take his spot on Sunday in the NRL Grand Final. MG, Digital Tony's just sent through another update.
Oh, Tony, stop it, mate.
He's our man on the inside. He's been doing a pretty good job up until now because he's just told us that Craig Bellamy, Melbourne Storm coach, who is in the hearing, is looking a bit stressed.
Hello. Have you ever watched him in the coach's box? Yeah. That's him. That is him.
Could have just said Craig Bellamy was there.
Yeah, that's right.
The stress would have been inferred, Tony. Come on, mate.
That's right.
MG, as we've said already, really big week coming up on the show. It is grand final week. Tomorrow we've got the Dally M's. Digital Tony's going to be heading down there, getting us some interviews live from the red carpet. Thursday is the NRL Family Fun Day. Yep. I'm going to be heading down there and chatting to players from both teams in the men's and women's grand finals. And then obviously Friday, we're going to go deep on this one, MG.
What a week it is.
It's Tuesday. Who's your tip at the moment?
Roosters.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so it's time for our power rankings.
Yeah, you love this. Hold on. Let me play it. I got that power.
I got that power. Oh, yeah. I got that power.
Power. Power. Power. It is time for MG's power rankings, brought to you by Tyre Power.
Sorry, Tyre Power, you are a great bunch of people. Over the years, 11 players by my count, Greg Pearce, Carl Webb, Steve Bowden, John Lomax, Jim Sedaris, Peter Ryan, have all missed grand finals, plus these five gentlemen who I'm about to name, my 5-1 of those who have missed a grand final through suspension.
Five.
Steve Roach, 1988, went as far as to fly to England with a chance to be named for Warrington, but alas, his bid failed, and the big bloke had to listen on the radio via the old dark to the grand final.
How'd they go?
They got beat.
Oh, dear.
By Canterbury.
All right, Steve Roach, number five.
Four.
Luke Ricketson, in 2004, Ricko called for a change to demerit points for grand finals after he was outed for a grade three strike on Cowboys' Nathan Fein.
Okay, how'd they go without him?
No good. Didn't Canterbury win 2004, I think? I'm not sure.
So there's a pattern emerging here. Speaking of Luke Ricketson, Brian Fletcher, who was obviously in yesterday, MG, he says there's a Kangaroos reunion going on this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't know until, you?
They told me they called me the mushrooms. Put me in the corner and you'd be right. Yeah, they don't tell me anything.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wow. Three.
Good way to find out. Isaac Luke, 2014, the last man to miss at his cider. Luke missed out after a dangerous tackle on Sonny Bill Williams, who later, Sonny Bill Williams, pleaded with the judiciary to let Isaac play, but all to no avail.
I wonder if, I haven't seen any reports there, obviously the judiciary hearing's still going, Sosaifeki not there, whether any evidence from him.
An impact statement, you reckon?
Yeah. Whether that would help his cause, I don't know.
Well, Flanagan and Lewis both gave a pretty good one on the weekend after the game.
Mm. Did any of your victims ever? Did any of your opponents ever turn up and defend you?
No.
Oh,
okay. Funny that, isn't it?
These are MG's power rankings brought to you by Tyre Power. Tyre Power's footy finals catalogue, full of big brand deals, is online now. Visit tyrepower.com.au.
Two.
The great Arthur Beetson in 1969, the only rugby league immortal to have missed a grand final through suspension. Big Artie was ruled out after throwing punches. Oh, come on, Artie.
If Billy Slater gets ruled out,
yep,
he's a strong case for a future immortal. Artie might have someone in the club with him.
Well, as will our number one to contender tonight as well.
Okay.
Which is Cameron Smith. In 2008, the most infamous of them all. After it led to a $50,000 fine to the Storm for Coach Bellamy and CEO Brian Waldron, who both questioned the integrity of the judiciary after the suspension. That was that 44-0 against Manly. So you've got to think that if Billy Slater gets ruled out tonight, there goes the Storm's chances.
Well, there you go. Run us through those five names again, MG. The five biggest names to be ruled out of an NRL grand final through suspension.
Five was Blocker Roach. Four was Luke Ricketson. Three was Isaac Luke. Two was Artie Beetson. One, Cameron Smith.
If Billy Slater gets ruled out, where does he slot into that list?
He goes top of the tree.
He goes to the top?
He goes to the top. Just for the occasion. Last ever game. In 20 years' time when he's an immortal, all I'll be talking about if he gets suspended tonight is the way he finished his career.
Mm. That year, spot on, MG. It will be an unfortunate asterisk to the career of Billy Slater. The NRL defence team currently presenting their case, saying that there was no attempt to wrap an arm despite Billy's testimony, and thus it is a shoulder charge. So they're suggesting that the Melbourne Storm and Billy Slater won't be able to argue their way out of the actual charge itself.
That's their job.
It is still ongoing. MG, it's great to have you back, mate. I'm glad you've recovered from that illness.
I have. I'm thank you for that, and it's good to see your beautiful face again.
Very generous.
He's Liam.
We had a great, but very quickly, we had a great day on Saturday, didn't we? It's the first time I've spoken to you since Saturday.
Fantastic,
the races.
Fantastic day. Thank you to our listeners who came out. Each and every one of you were beautiful. The ATC, Rosehill Gardens, and Bron and Jackie Kosolke for making the day what it was as well.
An absolute builder. And producer Charlie's just making the signal, which means there's something else I've got to read. It's clear. Didn't brace for impact. He created the impact.
She's getting real, man.
Hey, keep it right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Tom and Ollie coming up next, but we will jump in as soon as a verdict is reached, MG, to get you across it.
We will. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay around him, Sydney.